The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, I'm just right now, I'm trying to get a soup and sandwich someplace. That's why I'm over here. And this is not even a restaurant. This is a cafeteria. But that's how it's affected my family, too.
We're back on the air. Mr. Bozell, Stephen Bozell joins me. You had a problem with a some job you did. I want to ask you, you're a member of a church?
Yes, sir. The Corona Gospel Mission Church that my wife and I and my children had attended. And I'm not with my wife and children tonight because what has happened has been I guess the best way I can say it, Mr. Andrew, what's happened is it's alienated the affections of my family.
All right. Last weekend, you were, and I want to tell you that Mr. Bozell has filed a lawsuit alleging alienation of affections and provocation to assault, as well as what you call the violation of your religious beliefs. Now, just let's start at the very beginning. This is against a neighbor of yours, a friend of yours.
That is correct, yes.
And what is the man's name?
His name is Mr. Roy Hutchins. His wife is Connie Hutchins.
And I believe she's involved in this as well?
Yes, she is.
Can you tell me what happened?
Yes, sir. This gentleman, Mr. Hutchins, had contracted with me to do an addition to his back patio. I'm in the construction trade, and I agreed to do this. He is my neighbor. I don't usually do jobs that small. It was only about 5 yards of concrete, and we were going to build what's called a pergola, which is kind of a cover for his patio.
Okay. What kind of construction do you usually do, sir?
We do commercial development.
All right, so you're doing big jobs.
Yes, sir. But this was just a job that I agreed to do. And it's something that people can sit on, be covered from the sun, and so forth. So I finished the job on Sunday of last weekend, and at that time I asked for my last draw.
And when you say draw, is that what you call getting paid in construction?
Yeah, you get your last payment for labor and materials. And at that time I did ask for that check, and that was on Sunday. And at that time he did. And I wrote down the time. It was 5:23 in the afternoon. He did at that time present me with a check for the $5,000, which was left on a draw. At that time, I did see that it was a check in his check register with the number 666.
And did you see the number 666? I didn't.
Yes, the check was 666. Yes, sir. And I told him.
Now, this man is a friend and a neighbor, right?
Yeah. And I told him, Roy. I told him I attend the Christian church, and I said at that time that I cannot receive a 666 check. Would he please void that? And
why can't you take a check that's marked 666, sir? I'm just curious.
That in my beliefs is the sign of the beast. That is the sign of the devil. And we were coming up on the Friday the 13th, which is not religious per se, but it is Friday the 13th is coming up that week, and it's a time where some people believe a lot of evil things have full sway. So I wanted to be clear of all. I just wanted to get clear of any problem. But I told him that, would you please void that check and make out another one? And I will tell you, and I told my attorney this, that led up to this course of action, and the course of action I was forced to take. And he said, and I'm quoting directly, "You got to be kidding me."
And all right, when you asked him to void the 666 check and write you another check, he said, "You got to be kidding me."
Well, no, that's what he started to say. And I said, "No, I'm not kidding you." And he said, "Well, that's the check I wrote, and that's the check you're going to cash because I'm down to my last two checks." And I wrote all that down. I gave that to my attorney. And I said to him that I cannot cash that check. I attend the Corona Gospel Mission Church. My wife and I have been members since 1966. And you can't give me a 666 check. And he still said no.
All right, so there you were with a check that you say your religious beliefs would not allow you to... Your religious beliefs do not allow you to come in contact with a check?
No, you can't cash it or benefit from the check with the beast on it, with the beast all over it, and that you can't cash it. And 666 is the mark of the beast, and I had this check, and it's like creating... In a way, Mr. Henry, it's like creating a comfortable place for the devil, and, you know, where he can go and relax and make plans. And a man who calls himself my friend, who would put my family, I believe... You may not believe this, but put my family in jeopardy. And
well, I mean, putting your family in jeopardy because the mark of the beast is all, it is. Well, I don't want to say if it's your religious belief. But let me just say, sometime later that night, you made a phone call to his home. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
And you made this phone call to get some form of retribution. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I called I call it a little bit of justice. He left me with a 666 check, and nothing happened to him.
All right. Well, you played a call. You placed a call to his home, and what did you say?
I called his home at 9:21 in the evening, and I told him that his wife had been in an automobile accident, and that her face had gone through the windshield.
All right. You did this because you wanted to pay this man back for not voiding a 666 check.
Sir, you need to understand something. And
but just want to you put this kind of horrible fear into this man.
Sir, you need to understand something. He gave me the check and would not void it, and I told him that my soul, my everlasting soul, was as good as cooking and burning ever, forever and ever in hell because he couldn't get a new book of checks. And
Mr. Hutchins found out that his wife was all right, though, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number out, Mr. Bozell, because we do take calls on my radio show.
I understand that, but that was not what I said that I would do.
Well, I take calls on my radio show, so I don't know whether you want to stay on the line.
Well, I want people to understand my side of the story, though.
All right, well, then I'm going to give our phone number, and it's 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, and there are a lot of people who will understand what I'm saying, though.
There are fellow Christians who will understand you.
Yes, sir.
All right, so this man who gave you the 666 check, you were angry with him. He wouldn't void the check out.
And he owes me $5,000. That's a whole other thing that he never paid me on.
He did, only it was with a check with 666 on it.
He had the mark of the beast. That check I couldn't cash. All right.
So you call his home, and you tell him that his wife has been in an accident and that her face went through the windshield.
I did, okay, but you need to understand. He gave me a check, okay? And
no, I know all about that. Now, Mr. Hutchins found out later that his wife was all right. He called her cell phone, and she was fine.
Well, that's what I'm told he did, okay? I'm told that he found out she was okay, all right?
But you had put him through a good through a period of panic, and then what did he do?
I'm not going to comment on what his emotional state was.
All right, well, then what did he do later?
He basically went insane, and I had to call the police on him, and he also showed my wife that he was mentally insane and mentally insane. All right.
Well, in fact, sir, he confronted you on your property and threw a punch that connected, didn't it?
Well, let me tell you something about that, okay? As long as you brought that up. He came over and he confronted me about Connie and he said she wasn't hurt. And I said, okay. And I said, how does it feel? Now how does it feel, okay? And then he did something that showed how dumb he is and everything worked out perfectly. And that's when I knew. He threw the punch, and it landed, okay?
Well, you were dropped to the ground by this punch. Didn't he knock a tooth loose?
Let me tell you what. As April's helped me up, I said to him, you know what? And my mouth was full of blood, and I had a missing tooth. And I said to him through the blood in my mouth, you know what? You're so stupid. You played right into my hand because you're going to be writing me another check for assaulting me. And my son was there, and he had a camera, and I told him to make sure he got a picture as the punch hit my mouth. And he did get a picture as the punch hit my face. And
all right, so you cooked all of this up, sir, to provoke this man into hitting you.
No, I did not cook anything up. I did a construction job for him, and then he gives me the beast, and
he gave you a check with 666.
He gave me the mark of the beast, yes, sir. Yes, sir, he did.
I've never heard of this before, I have to tell you.
Well, you have to have heard.
I mean, I've heard of 666. I've never heard of anyone refusing a check.
And ordinarily I would not, sir, but Friday the 13th is coming up. All evil things have full sway. I was trying to keep my family clear of evil, and I'm trying to keep my family just clear of the evil until the evil is gone. And by evil, I'm not saying I'm superstitious, okay?
Well, then Friday the 13th shouldn't matter to you.
No, it does not, but I'm saying I just wanted to keep everything clear. When he gave me the beast, and he just dropped that in my lap. I said, okay, all bets are off. Now how does it feel? And I called up, yeah, I said Connie's face went through a windshield. It didn't, so he didn't have to be worried about it.
When you call a man and you tell him that a member of his family is seriously injured, it's going to put that man into a panic. Any man, any woman. And
sir, I'm a father of two children, and I'm a father, and I'm father of a wife, and I'm married. I mean, I'm not married to my kid. I'm married to my wife, and I'm the father of my kids. And I will tell you, I understand what you're saying. So this could all have been avoided had he not dropped the beast on me. And when he gave me that check, and I asked him to void it out, and he said, "I've only got two checks left."
Look, if the guy's only got two checks left, and he needs them. then he's got two checks left and he needs them, right?
You know what? That's why we get checks from the bank and have an extra book. I got you on that one, and I got him on that one. And
well, you know what? We run out of checks. I mean, but I'll tell you what. I'll take you. I'll allow you to score that point, sir. But I will tell you that I've never heard of someone, any workman, refusing to take a check because the number of the check was 666. And Mr. Stephen Bozell, who is a member of the... I got the name of that, bud. Did you hear it?
It's Corona Gospel.
Corona Gospel Mission Church believes that was inappropriate. He didn't want the check. The man insisted that he take it. Mr. Bozell felt that this was an assault. He called the man's house, cooked up some story about his wife having her face disfigured in an automobile accident. The man was so outraged at this lie, he came over. He apparently assaulted Mr. Bozell, and Mr. Bozell said, "You played into my hands, now I get to sue you." I mean, the entire thing, it's difficult to sort out who is right and who is wrong here. On the one hand, a man's religious beliefs. On the other hand, an outraged husband, angry that a friend of his would put him through this kind of fear. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Tonight, we're talking with a husband and father and a man of religious conviction who believes taking a check with the number 666 on it is a threat to his family when all evil things hold sway. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I understand your religious beliefs are very important to you, sir. Stephen Bozell, a construction contractor from Corona, California, who is threatening a lawsuit against a neighbor because he received a check with the number 666 that he did not want to take. The neighbor refused to write another check. You were angry, and you told him that his wife had been in a horrific automobile accident.
Mr. Henry, his wife had not been in a horrific automobile. She was perfectly fine.
But you put a lot of fear into that man.
He put fear into me when he forced me to grab a hold of the beast the way he did. And the reason why...
Why do you say grab a hold of the beast?
That is the term you use in Christianity when someone gives you the mark and gives you the beast's mark and insists that you take it and embrace it unto you.
And I embraced it unto you. It was a check with 666 on it.
If I cash that check, that means I'm banking at the bank. I'm banking at the bank of Lucifer. I'm first. You know, you want to make a joke out of it, I'm at First Lucifer National, or you know, what I'm saying is, I am taking a check that has the mark, and the beast is all over it. When I take that check and cash it, the beast now gloms onto me. And if it gloms onto me, it's all over my family. Now, we have Friday the 13th. I know it's got nothing to do with Christianity. I know all of that. But why take a chance? So I said, "Would you please write me another check?" He said, "Oh, I got two checks left." I said, "It's Sunday night. You ain't going to write any more checks today. Tomorrow you can go down to the bank and get more." And he just said, "Yeah, he says, "Steve, you..." And he made some dismissive remark, which I found very insulting for a friend. He kind of shook his head and rolled his eyes as if I was some kind of a complete blithering fool, you know, or as my kids would say, like I'm some kind of a retard, you know. And I said to him, "Boy, that hurts, you rolling your eyes." And he said, "You know, just, you know, basically get lost because I got to make dinner." And
did he say that, get lost?
Well, he basically just walked away. That's basically like telling him to get lost, you know, get off my property. And so...
Well, but the man didn't say that.
Well, he says, "I got to go make dinner for my kids." So I go home, and I sat up, and I went out. We have a pond out back, and I went out. I just thought about it, and I thought about it, and I thought about it. And the more I rolled it around and rolled it around even yet more, I thought, he's making me a chump. And I was angry. So I did... therefore, put into play a plan which I felt was just in the end, and that was to get him to come over, and it hurt. You know, he punched me right in the mouth, and I lost two teeth, and I had to go and get some dental work done. But with blood in my mouth and two teeth on the ground, I looked at him, and I smiled. He said, "My teeth were all red with blood," and I said, "Man, boy, you're going to be writing me a bigger check now, because I'm suing you."
You want to know what I think, sir? I know I'm not an attorney.
Yes, sir.
I think a judge is going to say you provoked it. A judge is going to say that your claim is not reasonable. that you frightened this man, that he was understandably emotional, and I don't think any court in the land is going to hear it.
Well, that's why there's attorneys, Mr. Hendry, and that's why there's talk show hosts. And I say that with all due respect to what you do, and I enjoy everything that I've heard you do, but that's why there's lawyers.
Well, that's just you're right. It's an uninformed opinion, but I think that that's what a judge is going to say.
Well, I disagree with you.
All right, that's your right, too. 1-800-449-8686. Mark, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I am. I just want to say something. I am a Christian father, and I am also a Christian businessman. And I think this man is a born-again lunatic and a born-again lunatic businessman. He is what gives Christianity a bad name.
Oh, shut up. You don't know your Bible.
He's what gives Christianity a bad name. What you did was ludicrous in not accepting that check.
Wait a minute. That's the mark of the beast of the 666. You know it as well as I do.
You're darn right I know what that is.
Okay.
But the point is, if that's given to you in a business transaction, you take that and you deposit it and you walk away. You don't provoke another man. You turn the other cheek and you go on.
Sir.
You, Mr.
I don't turn my cheek to the devil.
You are a lunatic.
The demon I don't turn my cheek to. And another thing, if you want to go banking with the devil, that's your business.
Hey, listen, if I get a check for sick... With the number 666 in it, I'll deposit it immediately. And if you tell me that your loving God is gonna hurt your family because you accepted that check,
that is blasphemy, sir. You know that as well as I do.
You
are blaspheming the name,
sir.
And the demon is all over you. It's glomming onto you. And
what are you talking about, man? Look at 666. Is symbolic of the beast. I understand that, but when a business person gives you the check and is trying to make right a business obligation, and then you add on to that another proviso, which is I can't take your check because I'm also religious, and therefore the 666 that's basically that's not fulfilling your end of the business agreement.
Well, let me tell you.
He knows I'm a member of the Gospel Mission Church.
Let me tell you something.
And he did it on purpose. To give me
Let
the 666.
He didn't do it on purpose, you numbskull. Let me tell you something. If you are truly a Christian and you wouldn't accept that check and you call that man on the phone and lie to him about his wife being in a horrific accident and then you provoke him into hitting you and losing two teeth, that is a Christian? Are you out of your... Let that testify to what you really believe in your
life. Wait a minute. I never raised a hand to him. He punched me in the face.
You provoked him.
You provoked that man into violence.
No, I did not. He provoked me. Why don't you see my side of it?
How did he provoke you? By giving you 666?
Mr. Hendry, Mr. Hutchins, as you know, has a history of hanging over my fence and laughing at me when I'm mowing my lawn and everything. And that one time my wife had, and I don't want to say anything that'll, be improper, but my wife had that bachelorette party, and they had popsicles that were shaped like a man's organ. And I was sucked. I'm sorry?
What did you just say?
My wife had a bachelorette party for a girlfriend of hers, and they got a hold of some popsicles that apparently are, they're shaped like a man's organ. Okay? It was some kind of bachelorette party, and she had them in the freezer. And I did not know this. And I'm mowing the lawn. I go in. I take one. And I started to suck on it, and he's hanging over the fence like I'm some kind of a gay.
Well,
you
so what, man? I mean,
you need a Christian lobotomy.
This guy, he says to me, hey, look at those balls resting on your chin and everything.
What?
Oh, brother.
You
this has got nothing to
do.
Wait a minute. He's the one that said that to me. And so that's why, ever since then, and he also laughed at me when I had been afraid of a coyote out on the fairway. We were golfing, and there had been some wild animals loose. He laughed at me and tried to get the videotape over to America's Funniest Home Videos. So this is a history with this man.
Look at all the things you're talking about are harmless jokes and harmless pranks, and the man never hurt you. He never sent the tape to America's Funniest Home Videos.
Because I caught him doing it.
Let me ask you a dumb question. If this is your history with the man, why did you do work for him in the first place?
Because I figure the guy's got to pay me. And now what does he do? He pays me with the beast.
Oh, my goodness. I think you're the Antichrist.
Oh, that's real.
You've got to be the Antichrist. You are.
Sir, you should watch the name calling or you'll be next.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Man, I understand that you've tried to be a good man, sir. I understand that. We're with Stephen Bozell. Can you ask me, a gentleman is a construction contractor. You're a father. You're a husband. I'm not denying that you aren't a decent man. But I'm saying that the 666...
Mr. Hendry, the 666...
What does that signify, anyway? What does that signify? 666. What does that mean?
It's in the Bible. It is the mark of the beast.
Yeah, I know, but what does that mean? I don't understand. What does it mean?
It's basically, it's a mystery of God. You don't really know. You can't know what it means. But that's just, well, you will know him when he's on his way, meaning the Antichrist, if there's a 666 on his head. And I don't know if you saw the movie Omen, but that little boy had it on him.
Okay.
And is that, if that answers your question?
All right, but the 666... You know,
look, Mr. Henry, I've tried to lead a good life, not because I'm religiously, you know, I was not a religious man, but I almost lost my marriage. And my wife, who I love very much, almost left me because I had been unfaithful. I had taken to going with a lot of the men who worked for me to some of these adult dance nightclubs. And one night, I gave a young lady money so she'd do something that I will forever be ashamed of. And
did she perform a sex act on you?
We were in the nightclub, and she came over and said, if you got $20, she'll do a dance. And she stood with her legs on either side of my legs, and I was sitting there, and she put it up right up onto my nose. And I'm just so ashamed.
That's not being unfaithful, man. It may be a little, what do they call it, near occasion of sin in the Catholic Church. You weren't unfaithful to her.
Yes, I was, sir. Apparently you didn't hear me.
What happened? I mean, she's a lap dancer in a strip club. You weren't unfaithful to your wife.
I paid her money, and she stuck her private area in. I don't want to say it.
I know what you're talking about. Okay.
She stuck it right up against my nose.
She stuck it right up against your nose. Look, I happen to know what the laws of most states dictate, and that is there's no touching. Did she touch you?
Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe
I don't. I know what a lap dance is.
She had her butt was right in my face.
Well, that's what a lap dance is, man. As long as they don't touch you, that's all I'm saying.
Well, I was shocked by that, and I was ashamed of it, and I began to look into my life, and that's when I decided that I would turn myself back over. And I wanted to, turn myself over, and I rotate myself, basically. And I rolled over, and I have changed, and I don't want anything having to do with the devil or anything he's planning. And that last guy I talked to, hey, I tell you what, you want a bank at your local branch of, Satan Savings and Loan? Good for you, man. You know, I'll tell you one thing, it ain't FLIC or whatever they call it.
FLIC, FDIC, you mean?
You may find it amusing, sir.
I find a little bit of what you say amusing, yes. I have to be, and I don't think you're,
Henry, I was an alcoholic.
All right, you're an alcoholic. I understand all of these things. You quit drinking. I heard one guy who's an alcoholic tell me one time, when you quit drinking, you're sober, but you still got the same problems. You just got them sober. You know what I mean?
No, I don't understand it.
All right, anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Louise, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
I totally agree with Mark. I think he's totally in the right. I think this guy is totally insane.
How can you say I'm insane when the beast...
You're sitting here talking about a check at 666. This man paid you. I could see you having a problem if this man didn't pay you. You did a service for this man, and he wrote you a check.
Yeah,
this man paid you. You're talking about the mark of the beast.
Yes, ma'am.
You're sitting here talking about going to sex clubs and sucking on popsicles that look like penises. If you had called me and told me that somebody in my family was injured in a car accident in the way that you did him... A tooth would have been the least of your worries that you was going to get knocked off your head. You'd be lucky if your head was still attached to your body.
Well, I would sue you too, ma'am.
Well, you know what? And you claim to be a Christian, and this is a Christian thing to do. You set this man up. You set him up.
Ma'am,
you had your son sitting there with the camera. You set this whole thing up. And this man, if he has been your neighbor for a while, it sounds like you're so pathetic. He probably offered you a job trying to do a good thing for you. And look
ma'am,
what it
I have my own construction business. I can tell you we are very lucrative in the business we do. My son had that camera. I just happened to have his digital camera. And
you said a minute ago, you said yourself that you had your son ready to take a picture just in case this happened. You set this man up.
I don't believe
There's no other way around it. You set him up. You think that's a Christian thing to do?
All right,
you're
ma'am.
Worried about 666 bringing the mark of the beast across you. 666 is the least of your worries. You've got the demon living inside of you.
Ma'am, the 666, the mark of the beast, is the worst thing that can ever happen. And you're trying to tell me I set him up, but you won't admit he set me up by giving me the 666 beast.
I think 666 is the least of your worries. You got something a lot deeper than 666.
Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian, or are you just mocking God? Are you mocking God?
Yes, I am.
Well, you're mocking God now.
I think you got a whole lot more to worry about than the 666.
Ma'am, there ain't nothing more to worry about than. Ma'am, there's nothing more to worry about than the 666. The 666 is the most to worry about. There's nothing. Everything else is chicken feed. Everything else is chicken stuff, if you'll pardon my language. The beast is a...
You're suing people. You're setting people
yeah,
up.
Don't
you're
you
taking
see?
A camera, and you're telling people a bare-faced lie. Let me tell you something. I buried 3 members of my family because of traffic car accidents. That's not something you tell somebody.
Ma'am,
you don't tell somebody.
Do you see?
Your family
right there. Right there.
Hurt.
Right there.
You don't tell people something
right there.
Like that.
You have buried 3 members of your family, and yet you can't see the relationship between that. And how cavalier
you
are with the 666.
You obviously have never lost anybody in your family,
ma'am,
ever.
Because I have respect for the 666. You don't have
never,
no respect for the 666.
You would never
well, wait a minute,
ever
wait a minute.
Tell somebody something like
ma'am,
that.
Ma'am,
you
that's don't care about the beast.
Worries.
You don't care
that's
about the beast.
That's going to be the least of your worries.
Ma'am, you don't care about the beast, and you've had 3 people die. Don't you see the relationship? Jesus,
there,
what a stupid...
You know what?
Hey, hold on for a minute. Watch that B word.
She's so stupid. She's got 3 people that are dirt napping because of the beast. She's telling me I'm crazy.
What do you mean dirt napping?
Didn't she just say that she put a, she rolled 3 down
yes.
there? She rolled a straight 3.
Rolled a what does that mean?
Did she say 3 people
you
died?
You are pathetic,
ma'am.
You
didn't you
pathetic.
Say you rolled a 3?
You have mental problems.
How do I
you have?
Oh my God!
Problems.
Oh my God! 3 people are dirt napping today because you think the beast is no big deal. And yet you're calling me nuts.
Wait a second.
You know what? Do you not believe in heaven?
Ma'am.
What are you saying?
I can't get to heaven.
I have family in heaven.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I have family in heaven.
How do you know? You think the beast is cool.
She didn't say she thinks.
You are so pathetic.
Ma'am.
You know what? And you sit there and talk about your neighbor. If you felt this way about your neighbor, why would you want to do a service for him?
Ma'am, you
If you had a problem with your neighbor filming you, and then you talk about your neighbor making fun of you for sucking a popsicle that looks like that. What would you think somebody's going to do? Even if you didn't really know what it looked like when you put it in your mouth, would you stand there?
Well, you're going back to that a lot. You're going back to that a lot, and that makes me wonder
well,
about you.
That just goes to show how retarded you are.
You're totally into that whole popsicle episode with the balls
like
on the
Like I
chair.
Said, the
All
fact
right,
that
I don't need
everything else that you told a while ago. You are a disturbed neighbor.
Ma'am,
I feel sorry for your neighbor.
Ma'am, everybody's seeing your side, and that's fine. But I will tell you, you just told me you dropped 3 on a gurney and rolled them west, and yet the beast had nothing to do with that. See?
What are these terms, drop 3 on a gurney and rolled them west?
Because she said 3 people got, 3 people,
died in car accidents. Can we say that?
Well, all I'm saying is, don't you think the 666 had something to do with that? What, can you tell me what the driver's license numbers were?
Oh, we're not doing numerology, man. Louise, thank you. My condolences to you and your family on the loss of your family members.
She don't care. She's probably making it up. Hello?
Yes.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
This is Steve Bozell. Is the host there? Is the host there, please? God, please. Is the host there, please? Is the host there, please?
Yes, I'm still here.
No, I'm asking for the host of the show. Is he there? Please. Is he there? Please. Please be there. He's not there, so now I'm stuck here with you. You think that's funny, huh? You ever heard the term 3 on a stick? Ma'am? Ma'am? Louise. Oh, now she hung up, too. And so now I'm standing here looking. Ma'am, are you there? Yes, ma'am, you there? Ma'am? Oh, she's just, what a retard. She's got a cheap cell phone, and the host isn't there, and I'm all alone now. I'm Steve. I'm Stephen Bozell, and I'm, is the host there, please? Okay. I will tell all of you that are listening, I hope you're listening. I don't know, maybe I've got disconnected. Hold on for a minute. Stephen Jr., go see if the phone, turn on the radio and see if the Phil Haney show is on, and see if Daddy's on the radio. Go turn on the radio and see if Daddy's on the radio.
Yeah, we just did.
I know I'm here. I want you to find out if I'm talking on the radio.
Well,
go do it. Yeah. I want everyone to know. Now I forgot what I was going to say. We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Madden 2003. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir.
When we began this hour, you said you were at a cafeteria trying to get a soup and sandwich or something. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
What has happened at your home?
My wife has told me to leave. And I am right now basically living in my car. I'm also staying at a friend's house. And I'm just over here at a cafeteria. And that is what has happened to my home. Because I tried to protect it as a Christian man would.
There's a lot of people who have been calling up tonight who claim they're Christians and would never, ever do what you've done.
Well, I got a check. You know, I wanted to keep the beast out.
You got a check with 666 on it. The man won't give you another check. So you provoked him into a fight, and now you're suing him.
The only thing I can do.
And you're eating at a cafeteria because you can't afford better food. If you took the money you're giving to a lawyer, you might be able to go to a grocery store.
I can't go to a grocery store. I don't have a kitchen. The place I'm staying at right now is a motel. They won't let you use a hot plate.
A motel? Dude, the money you're paying to an attorney, you could be in a freaking Marriott courtyard or something.
Do they let you use hot plates there?
What do you mean hot? They got microwaves in some of these places.
Well, I can't afford it. I had to come over here and get a soup and sandwich.
This is ridiculous, man. Look at your life. All because of this screwball idea that you got.
I will not have my religious beliefs mocked. And I also said that I was faithful unfaithful to my wife, and that woman didn't say nothing about it.
Oh, dude, getting a lap dance is not being unfaithful.
Okay, fine. She sticks her butt right on my nose.
She did not, man. It's against the law to do that. You're imagining it. William, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes. I just think this guy is a complete idiot. I'm not a religious man.
Well, then you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the beast.
Who? What about the beast? What are you
That's
talking?
My religious
you,
beliefs.
You're making no
okay.
sense. And
well,
then
it don't
say,
make sense to you because you don't know your
you're
Bible.
Telling the host, you're telling the host, don't mock your religious beliefs, but this last lady that was on, the way you were talking about her family members that have died, that was complete. That was, I couldn't believe it. You
what
were talking like that as a Christian man.
How did I say? What did I say that was so wrong?
Dirt napping. On a gurney going west. What kind of remarks is that about this woman?
She said
her dead
she
family.
She called
members.
Me crazy.
And you
okay?
know what? And not
and
only
she
that,
she can't even tie in the fact that she's got three dead people, and she's laughing about the 666.
She wasn't laughing about it. She was laughing at you because you sound like a complete idiot. Every story that you've told tonight makes no sense at all. It's the worst story I've ever heard.
It doesn't make sense to a man that doesn't know his Bible.
I can't believe that a person would actually, if somebody called me and told me my wife had been in a horrible accident and had her face mangled, and I call her and she says, no, I have no clue what you're talking about. I tell you what, man, you would have been dirt napping.
You're not a Christian, so you don't understand what the beast is. Otherwise,
you're kidding me.
If you knew what the beast was, you'd be peeing your pants right now.
Okay, Fine.
All
right.
I was in the United States Army. I went to Iraq. I know what.
Oh yeah, everybody
I know
tonight's
things,
been in Iraq. Look at man.
Don't talk to me about no beast.
You roll a three, that means you've dropped three relatives into a grave. That's what roll a three means.
That's ridiculous.
It's disrespectful to say that to somebody.
That you go to,
all right, William, I got
to
take a break. Thank you.
on my church, we say, you know, we'd like to our condolences to the Berger family. They rolled a 3. That's rough, but, you know, that's what happens when you don't wear a seatbelt.
They say that in your church?
Yes.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap. 1-800-449-8686. The
right,
Phil Hendry
Bozell
Show
is
back.
Mr. Bozell is on the phone with his wife. He's been eating at the soup plantation tonight.
Yeah, I will. I'll apologize. I'm sorry. Could you please take those penis popsicles out of the freezer?
Okay, he's talking to his wife. What did he just say?
Would you please? Yeah. All right, I'll talk to you later. All right, that was my wife. I'm going to go home. She's going to let me come home. But I told her she's got to take the popsicles that are shaped like a man's thing out of there. Because, you know, if it's hot and I go and reach for one and now I got it in my mouth, guess what? Hutchins is at it again. It's all the beast.
Oh, knock it off with the beast. Be grateful your wife's letting you come home. Are you dropping the lawsuit?
Yeah, I hope I get my retainer back. I guess not, though, because I'm always taking the hose and the shorts and everybody else gets to laugh it off. Yeah, okay, you're right, Mr. Henry. I'll drop the lawsuit and the 5 G's and I've got the beast clinging to me. Thanks.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.